Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you.
Am I wrong?
So how do you know? How do you know it takes 200 million years for that to happen?
Well, okay, that's a guess. I'll just say I'm guessing. Maybe it's 100.
Is that an assumption?
50 million.
All science works on assumptions. You have to assume that the universe exists in the first place before you operate in it.
So then you guys would have no problem accepting a creationist into a scientific debate.
There, Jacob, okay, this is why I came in here. You don't even believe the things that you're saying. You said, isn't a creator a valid scientific idea? It's not. And you don't even think it is. Because I've seen your discussions with people when you do your lives, they say to you, you know that the flood is literally impossible, right? And you say, yeah, but God has magical powers and can do anything. You cannot scientifically test magic. You cannot scientifically test a creator. It is ascientific.
That's fine. How does that make God?
It's not fine for you.
How does that make God not a valid scientific theory to explain creation?
Because you cannot test it. It's impossible to test.
How do you test macroevolution?
You look for the evidence. For example, all life on this planet. Jacob, I started to answer your question and you just interrupted me. What you do is you look for the evidence. So, for example, all life on this planet shares genes.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so you lost.
So
what do you want to talk about next?
Macroevolution, I lost?
Yes. All life on this planet shares genes. That means all life on this planet is related. That's consistent with evolution, and creation has nothing to say about that. Why do you talk while I'm talking?
What if they share genes because they have a common creator?
Okay, give me a reason why. So that is not scientific. That is just you looking at the data and saying, well, I already believe in a creator. And this idea of a creator makes absolutely no. Yeah, shut up. I already believe in a creator. And my idea about the creator has absolutely no predictive powers whatsoever. So when information and data comes up that I have to try to explain, I just retroactively say, well, it's possible that the creator can do it. Because when you believe in magic, it means literally anything can be explained by your magical hypothesis. I can just say it was Spanky, actually. Spanky has magical powers. Spanky is the reason you exist. You were not immaculately concepted. You were created in your mother's womb by Spanky through the powers of magic. It just appears that you have genetic commonalities with your mother and father because Spanky, the magic creator, created you that way.
You're essentially saying there's no evidence at all for the God of the Bible.
I just wanted to say that
it makes it's not scientific.
There is not.
Scientists don't tend to believe in God because this is just lazy. It's a lazy scientific process. You aren't as soon as you implement that portion. In my opinion, it is because that's just an explain for the unexplainable. You don't want to quantify things.
Over 150 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled is not objective.
You have no evidence that they were fulfilled. You have no evidence that they were fulfilled.
To a wide array of things. If that was the case, then we were going to listen to all psychics then, because they do generalizations too.
Do psychics write books and have those prophecies?
Yes.
Jacob, Jacob, there is a book of Spanky, and the book of Spanky says things will happen. It has literally prophesized all events in world history.
A prophecy that was given hundreds of years before it actually happened.
Jacob.
Sure. So let's discuss these prophecies.
You guys have no idea.
No, don't discuss the prophecies. We're trying to talk about science, and he's trying to pretend that his ideas are scientifically valid. Do not let him change the subject.
One of the major statements that you made was that we're making a hypothesis about the deterioration of the Y chromosome. There are two major things that need to be stated with that. That's not only the shrinking in size, but that's the gene loss, and that's deletion and degeneration. And that's what – it isn't just a hypothesis. It's based on a many different trials, errors, and also quantitative reasoning. But it's mostly just states to reason that if there are regions of the Y chromosome – because they're called palindromes. They're like genetic information. They're prone to deletion and degeneration. These contribute to the perception of the Y chromosome deteriorating over time. And this is why most individuals do not believe in what you're stating, which is just this ambiguous creature that's going to now bestow upon all of us this ability to do these stats.
What's amazing is you're just parroting a book that you read. You don't know any of the underlying data. You're not covering any of the
Jacob, that's incredibly ironic considering you're appealing to the miracles of the Bible to prove that the miracles of the Bible happened. You weren't there. You don't know.
It is impossible that a prophecy given in the Babylonian captivity hundreds of years before Jesus.
Therefore, it didn't happen because it's impossible.
Exactly how it was given.
Yes, and there you go. You just said it's impossible. Therefore, it didn't happen. I agree. It's impossible. Therefore, it didn't happen. You just completely annihilated your entire position.
That's not what I said. I said it's statistically impossible.
Yes, therefore, it didn't happen.
The probability is so low.
Yeah, so therefore it didn't happen.
You would have to have a massive amount of evidence showing that it's possible.
Jacob, this is how much evidence you have. Zero.
For someone 400 years before something happens to predict something perfectly.
Yeah, and so because it's statistically impossible, therefore it didn't happen. You have to assume that it did happen and then say, yeah, it did happen, and the odds that it happened were so low that therefore it happened.
No, the issue is, if you're just an objective viewer, and you're just viewing all the plausible explanations, aren't you going to go with the explanation that makes the most sense?
Magic makes zero sense, Jacob.
So
we're not talking about magic. That's
yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yeah. The fulfillment of prophecies and miracles is magic.
About a 66-book canon that was put together over 1,500 years by 40 authors.
Yep. Do any of those prophecies, Jacob, involve miracles?
No.
Not a single prophecy involves miracles?
Not the prophecies I'm talking about.
What prophecies are you stating?
If they don't involve miracles, then there's no requirement for a god to have been involved.
There has to be a god to be involved to prophesy something that's going to actually take place and then have it happen.
But will you concede to the fact that most of the
miraculous
prophecies are general? They're not generality.
Jacob, you're appealing to miracles, and miracles are improbable. There's nothing statistically likely about miracles.
We're not talking about miracles.
Yes, you are. You're talking about a divine being who miraculously, through the power of, I guess, divine intervention or something, revealed prophecies that later came true. That is the work of miracles.
In Daniel chapter 9, there is a specific prophecy given to Daniel.
You're appealing to miracles.
Jacob,
this is not the point.
Can you let me finish?
No, because you're just going to ramble, and you think you're making a point, but you've actually violated your own. You've violated your own logic. You say we must go with this because it's more reasonable, but miracles aren't reasonable.
That's when the proclamation went forward.
I didn't hear anything you said.
To the death of the Messiah, there would be 69 weeks.
Nice.
A specific amount of time, and 69 weeks after that proclamation, around 27 AD, Jesus dies on a cross.
Yep.
So how is it that in the Old Testament,
Daniel was given this prophecy during the
battle? Where did Jacob? Jacob, where did Daniel get? Where did Daniel get the information to make the prophecy?
From God.
There you go. You are appealing to miracles.
No, it's not a miracle.
Yes, it is.
A miracle is something that happens that defies the laws of nature.
No, it doesn't.
Jacob, every single thing God does violates the laws of nature.
No, it doesn't. God speaking to someone defies the laws of nature?
Yes. How does he do it? How does he do it? Does God have vocal cords?
Being omniscient, the omnipotence.
Planet Peterson, you have to be the most dense person I've ever spoken to.
I'm not a mirror, Jacob. Does God have vocal cords?
What you're saying makes no sense.
Of course it makes no sense, because you're trying to say God does things naturally, but he doesn't, and I'm exposing that, and now you're just being like, herder, my insecurities, let me project them onto Peterson.
So God speaking to a person is a miracle.
Yeah, because he's a supernatural being. Everything that he does is miraculous.
Yes.
Exactly. But do you also contend...
True. Jacob, address that point. God is a supernatural being. Everything he does is miraculous. Yes?
What is the definition of miracle?
Just answer the question.
Answer the question.
Otherwise, outside of the realm of reality and outside of the realm of understanding.
Okay, how is God speaking to someone that he's been doing forever? How is that outside the realm of reality?
Does he do it with vocal cords? Is God a corporeal being?
Supernatural.
Yeah. Jesus is a physical being. Yes.
Was Jesus walking the earth talking to David? No. Was your point irrelevant? Yes. Is God a supernatural being? Yes. Is the actions of a supernatural being natural in any way? No. There. You lose. This isn't difficult.
But there are differences in interpretation, and there are also transcription and translation errors.
God has nothing to do with the laws of nature.
But also, you also...
It has nothing to do with the laws of nature, therefore it's outside the laws of nature, therefore you lose.
Well, how do I lose?
Because you're admitting that it's outside the laws of nature.
No, I'm saying that it has nothing to do with the laws of nature.
It's independent of them.
What laws of nature are being violated when God speaks to someone?
Everything God does violates the laws of nature because he's a supernatural being.
Psychic powers that now can obviously distribute itself upon many different apparatuses in order to go into a specific person's brain and have specific messages for specific individuals.
Jacob, if it doesn't violate the laws of nature, then tell us naturally how God spoke to David.
He spoke to David the same way he spoke to Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to tell me that he spoke to them. I'm asking you to give me the naturalistic explanation for how he did it.
No, you don't know understand what is the word explicable mean?
Holy fucking shit.
Here's
dude.
The definition. No,
I can't answer the question, so I'm going to have you define something adjacent to the thing we're talking about. You're so pathetic. Can we get some pumpkins in the chat, guys? Crying emojis and pumpkins for pumpkins.
I know, the poor pumpkin.
I'm reading the definition. A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable. Right?
Yeah, inexplicable.
What does the word explicable mean?
Being able to be explained. It means it can be splicked.
Right? I can easily explain and understand God speaking to people.
No, you can't. You are claiming that it happened. You are not understanding it. Accepting something uncritically because your dusty old book written by people that thought the sun orbited the earth said it is not understanding something.
A miracle is something that is not explainable.
Yeah.
That's another question.
Yeah.
Moses,
raising someone from the
So
dead.
I'm going to let you ramble and change the subject, but we're going to go back to when you're done, the only thing I'm going to say is, tell me how God naturally spoke to David.
Please. Peterson actually made a good point. Do you believe that the earth is orbiting the sun, or the sun is orbiting the earth?
The earth is obviously orbiting the sun.
So you don't believe everything in the Bible?
Well, where does the Bible say the sun is orbiting the earth?
It said the sun stopped for an entire day. That's impossible if earth is orbiting the sun.
Yeah, from his perspective, that's exactly what happened. You think God's going to take the time to explain it to him from
And, yeah, exactly. And, appeal yeah. to a miracle, and literally anything can be explained.
It's not appeal to a miracle.
Yes, it is.
You know the definition of miracle.
Yes, yeah, I do.
So,
Jacob, again, you're derailing and trying to change the subject. How did God naturally speak to David and Adam and Eve? How did it occur naturally?
He spoke to David and Adam and Eve through his spirit. That's how he communicates.
Is that natural? Is the spirit of God natural?
That's not the definition of miracle.
Is the spirit of God natural? Jacob, is the spirit of God natural? Is the spirit of God part of nature?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. It has everything to do with what we're talking about, and you know it does, which is why you're refusing to answer the point. Is the spirit of God part of nature?
Okay. No, you're saying that God communicating with humans is a miracle, right?
Yes, and you are confirming it.
Even though I just explained how he does it, how is it a miracle?
You didn't explain how he does it. You are claiming that he did it.
God created human beings with the natural capacity to communicate with him.
Great. How does it work? Tell us how it works.
A human being is a triune being. They're conformed based on the scripture, body, soul, and spirit.
What?
Are souls natural?
But I'm explaining it to you.
No, you're not.
The spirit of man is a natural part of that man.
Wait, can I jump in for 1 second?
Yes.
Just 1 second. Jacob, you are a scientifically illiterate clown.
So explain how I'm illiterate.
You are scientifically illiterate.
Thank you, brother.
That's what toddlers do.
You think,
how I'm illiterate.
You think that you're in a position to lecture
explain how I'm illiterate. That's ad hominem.
He's calling you scientifically illiterate.
Explain one point that shows that I'm scientifically illiterate.
It's not ad hominem if it's true.
Okay.
We had a very equitable debate about science, and now you're trying to explain it away with God.
Yeah, so how about the hours that took place last night of you getting annihilated by people in the field and not even knowing what entropy was?
I got annihilated by them doing the same thing you guys.
Not knowing what entropy was.
Ad hominem, like a bunch of chihuahuas. There's nothing being said.
Not believing in evolution, not even understanding what is meant by scientific theory, and you think that you pointing to scripture means anything to anybody that's not already indoctrinated?
Well, it doesn't mean anything to a bunch of people that think we're evolved fish. I have no problem with that.
You're not a fish, you're a primate.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a primate, right?
You don't understand evolution. At least we know.
Yeah, I don't understand evolution.
No, he doesn't. We went over this last night.
Yep, I don't understand evolution.
I know.
He doesn't understand.
Came up here.
He actually failed to understand evolution so badly that he derailed the conversation to the second law of thermodynamics and then to biblical prophecies. He did anything other than stick on the topic of evolution.
Well, it didn't evolve to the point where they could swallow full human beings, so that's complete nonsensical.
It's all about to happen.
Yeah.
But you're literally cherry-picking. But that's what I'm saying. Now we are open to the possibility of cherry-picking because you are, specifically.
How am I cherry-picking?
Whales have never... Listen, for instance, when you're going specifically towards prophecies in order to utilize this, in order to structure your debate, that is fantastical in itself. That isn't anything in the basis of any merit of reality or tangible reality as we can see.
How is it not in the basis of reality when I'm talking about it?
Because these are not established truths. We can't
There's an established truth that the prophecies were fulfilled in the Old Testament. What are you talking about?
There is no established truth. The book says it happened, but it was written down by people hundreds of years after the event supposedly took place.
No, it objectively actually happened. What do you
mean? You have zero evidence that it objectively actually happened.
Did a whale ever swallow a human whole? Okay, be honest.
Jacob, give the evidence.
That's filled with gases.
The existence of Jesus as an actual person.
I love how this clown wants to say that it's absurd to think that we evolved from apes, but he thinks that we magically.
But he believes in magic.
God's will, and then that a woman came from Adam. Eve came from Adam's rib.
Yeah, and you guys think we evolved from single-celled organisms through genetic
diversity?
Yeah, well, we know genetic mutations happen, and we also know for a fact that magic isn't real, so you lose and we win.
Yeah,
with the genetic diversity that you're literally creating, Jacob, you are saying that we're inbred like 10 generations at least.
You guys might be. My question is...
That's funny for you to say.
You have no evidence for your fairy tale.
The existence of Jesus as a historical person.
Nobody said Jesus doesn't exist. I'm asking you for the evidence that these prophecies got fulfilled.
That's what I'm trying to explain. So you agree that Jesus existed, yes?
Yeah, it's so likely that he existed.
Don't know. I don't really care. Saying that human existed doesn't affect anything on
you
my
You don't
aspect.
Care. Okay. Yeah, because so most credentialed historians don't argue this. They know Jesus existed. There's enough extra biblical evidence for it. So we know
there
he
really
existed.
Isn't.
And most historians agree that he was crucified by the Romans. Now, here's the interesting part. We have a prophecy in the Old Testament that tells you exactly when he's going to die.
Wait, no, Jacob, don't.
Yeah, we should.
I thought we were talking about evolution.
Here's the issue, Jacob, when you say that prophecy.
Oh, my God.
Jacob,
that's
gonna
pass. Jesus failed.
From the going forward of the word to rebuild Jerusalem to his death.
Jesus failed.
That's great. Give us the evidence that it happened.
Well,
that he actually died?
Give us the evidence.
Okay, so are you saying that you don't believe Jesus was crucified by the Romans?
Yeah, but that's not a miracle. We're talking about the prophecies here.
I'm saying that there's a prophecy in the Old Testament written hundreds of years before Jesus would exist that tells you exactly the number of years that are going to pass before his death.
The Roman Empire crucified tens of thousands of people. In what way is this special?
Okay. However,
this
prophecy is a messianic prophecy that tells you that this certain person is going to die at exactly the right time. And
what is happening here?
Later,
I don't know.
Equals also the end of days, because we'd also have to believe in the end of days having to have happened many times before this.
Okay, if I pick up a book.
You said that he passed away in 27 AD, right?
Thesaurus.
We don't know when he passed away.
So he was 34 years old.
No.